Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia and greetings. Woo! Greetings, 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 everyone. This is Unique Wisdom, and you are here for the Bush Report, the Energy Report for July 2022. I apologize. We're going to talk about July 22nd. But July 2022, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? I hope everyone is doing well. I hope that everybody is enjoying their time, enjoyed their month, was able to get through all this new strawberry moon energy we had last month, the lining of the planets, you know, new moon energy. Please, 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 we're going to talk about those things. I would like to hear about that from last month, and then we're going to move into our energy report that we have for this month. So, first thing I want to do is open up with a word of prayer. Father, Mother, God, thank you for this day and the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for allowing us to wake up in our right mind, body, and spirit, and allowing no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us. We're asking that asking for our spirit guides and our ancestors and all of those positive energies, those angels to come forward and guide us in this energy report, because what's so above we know is below. And so we want to come in line with the divine so that these messages can be given to us so that we know how to align ourselves and carry and govern ourselves accordingly. We give thanks and praise. Ashe, ashe, asheo. All right, good people. How you doing? How you doing? For real, how you doing? Because the energy has been really, really thick. So last month was, of course, June. And happy birthday to all our Geminis out there. And we talked about we had a super moon last month, which was our strawberry moon. And believe it or not, we are coming up on another super moon this month in Capricorn, which is going to be called the full buck moon. And we'll talk about that a little more. So the structure for our show tonight is we're going to go through, do something a little different. You know, we've just entered Cancer season. Happy birthday to all our Cancers. Hello, hello, hello. And so we're going to go through, talk a little bit about, give a little shout out to each of our horoscopes and then to each of our signs. Then we're going to move on to the important dates. Then some of our, and if we can get to it, some of our education for today is going to be on the planetary houses, you know, because I still want this show to be focused on learning about how to read your natal charts and how those things affect you, and basically to have the education. So if you were to go get your natal chart read, you knew what the person was talking about. So let's start first. Like I said, happy birthday to all of our Cancers. Okay, so we know that this month it starts off fiery as our warrior planet Mars squares off with the powerful Pluto planet, finding us short-tempered but passionate. Is there anybody out there that can agree with me? Please give me a clap, because I know temperatures are rising. Not just outside, but within ourselves. There's going to be a tremendous change that could take place with the full moon in Capricorn, and it can find us setting firm boundaries and raising our expectations. This new moon and our new moon that's coming up in Leo ask us what our heart's true desire is. All right, so Aries, holla out to y'all. And for the month of July, it's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate your life. Taurus, Cancer season is a busy time of the year for you, so let's get some things going. Gemini, you're focused on themes like security and comfort this season. Think about those things. Leo, take some quality time for yourself. Pardon me. Cancer, happy solar return. This is a great month for you. As we go through these Cancer dates, you're going to realize for the Cancer signs, your willpower can be, or your willpower can feel especially strong with the sun that's currently in your sign. You have a tenacity that you're famous for, which will pay off. And in your new beginning cycle of your life, this is a new year for you ahead. You know, a lot of times, you know, I tell people happy solar return because this is really a new year for you. This not that, you know, January 1st, but this is your new year. So it's a great time for you to reflect on how far you've come and the things that you need to move forward. All right, Cancer, that was a little bit more for you all because it's your birthday. Happy solar return. Leo, take some time for yourself. Virgo, your daydreaming side is more active at this time. Libra, you're in the spotlight. Ooh, you're in the spotlight, Libra. Scorpio, you're exploring brilliant opportunities. Sagittarius, Cancer season is all about nurturing and protection for you. Capricorn, whoop, whoop. It's an exciting time to connect with people. Aquarius, it is time to reorganize things. Okay. I always want to reorganize. Pisces, it is an especially romantic and creative time of the year for you. Ooh. So let's talk. If you have any questions, concerns, if you want to talk about anything that you had going on last month that's relevant to this month, hey, let's talk about how you got through those things and what you did. Just press 1, and we're going to be moving on. So I hope that everybody, as Mama 7 always says, I hope you have a pen and piece of paper, because right now we're going to talk about some important dates that's going on in the month of July. So I have my notes, please. Forgive me if you hear me moving around. That's because I got my notes. All right, let's get this party started. So, July 1st, Mars in Aries squares Pluto in Capricorn. So we're starting the month on an intense note with a dangerous aspect. This is a power struggle, which can manifest into physical fights and ruthless attitudes towards the pursuit of power and domination. Okay, July 1st was what? Last week, Thursday, Friday. So think about what was going on during that time. July the 2nd, Mercury in Gemini. This logical aspect can help solve problems and clearness and help you solve problems with cleverness and discipline. So if you had some issues on the 1st, if you're clever and you're disciplined, you can go ahead and solve those things. Also, on July the 2nd, Mercury's in Gemini, and it squares Neptune on Pisces. So your day will also be filled with daydreaming, making on anything rather than what is difficult. Not a great idea to make public speeches or work on anything with a lot of important details. All right, happy July 4th. Mars enters into Taurus. The planet of passion enters the steady Taurus, making us more determined than ever to achieve our goals. However, it also makes us stubborn over the next 6 weeks, moving towards our desires at a low pace as we play the long game. Thoughts and communications take on a deeper meaning over the next 2 weeks as Mercury enters a sensitive Cancer and everything becomes a little more personal. Feelings are easily hurt when emotions rule over our thoughts. Okay, so let's stop there. Before we go any further, we know that we are in what? Cancer season. Cancer is a what? Water sign, right? So with it being a water sign, it's fluid, and we know that Cancer is emotional, and emotions, Cancer is, was not a planet, but the moon is ruled by Cancer. So I want you to know, all of you that I've spoke to, people I've been coming contact with, you have some people that's like, I feel like I'm walking on the rainbow, and you other people feel like they want to kick the rainbow from under somebody's legs. It's all emotions. You know what I'm saying? You have emotions that are high, and then you have emotions that are low. Just know that the energy that we're in right now is very emotional. However, with this information, you can pick and choose how you choose to deal with that energy. July 4th today is a creative time. This is a also, when we're talking about our planets and we're talking about our moons as well as our sun, our moon as well as our sun, we also have asteroids that you have people that's going to, you're going to start hearing me talking more about, because we have major asteroids that actually affect the, that affect us as well as the planets do. So we have certain planets like Pallas, which enters into Gemini, and this is a creative time. This is a wise asteroid, as they say. It encourages us to seek out the truth and to place extra value on intelligence. It's a good day to socialize during the chasmic aspect. It will be a sensational night if we play our cards right. Ooh. Okay. So on July 7th, we have energy. We have big energy that arrives as we wistfully look back into the past and dreams that have faded. It could be a self-destructive period if we don't learn how to move forward. So this is on July 7th. So this also, we're also moving closer to our full moon that's going to be in Capricorn. And so this, you're going to hear a common denominator, a common theme that's going to be running as we talk tonight about looking back into the past, dealing with your emotions, and upgrading. You know, you're going to hear different stuff. It's pretty much about breaking down old attitudes, old energy, and at the same time trying to, you know, uplift and move into the new energy. So that's why I said it can be a self-destructive period if we don't learn how to move forward. On July 8th, Mercury is in Cancer, and it squares Jupiter in Aries. Too much confidence can lead to errors during this distracting aspect. Overestimating a situation can lead to destruction and embarrassment. The Sun is in Cancer on July 10th. It's a good time to chill out with friends and family during this carefree aspect. On the 12th, Venus is in Gemini, and it trines Saturn in Aquarius. This is a day of sacrifices and compromise. We must be realistic about our expectations to get what we want. A good day to look for advice from a trusted mentor. I want us to think about that, because when we think about sacrifices, it says sacrifices and compromises, and we must be realistic about our expectations. It's a good day to look for advice from a trusted mentor. On the 13th, we move into our full moon in Capricorn. This is a serious full moon, encouraging us to let go of old habits and focus on our personal achievements rather than to seek the approvals of others. Can I get an amen? All right, now, here we go, because I've been doing some work. So not only is this a full moon, but it's a full moon in my sign, Capricorn. So let me give you some tea. Let me tell you something. When they say this moon is serious, let me tell you how serious it is. The moon is called also a buck moon. So if you know anything about bucking up, you know what I'm saying, somebody get in your face, you start bucking at them, that's what this energy is about. So you're coming to me, you're coming for me, you're not handling your business. It's not just people, but it's old habits, things that you cannot and will not deal with anymore. You are going to be focused on your own personal achievements rather than seeking the approvals of others. The sign of Capricorn is ruled by the planet of Saturn. Saturn is the disciplinarian planet. Saturn is considered the energy behind the old guard, the old thoughts, you know what I'm saying? The patriarch, the elders, you know, Father Time. You know, it's serious. It's about order, control, coordination, and discipline. That's what Saturn is bringing for you. And with it being in Capricorn, which is, you know, is exalted, that's where Saturn rules over, this full moon, and which is actually a super moon also, is going to be in your face. So this is a great time for you to turn inward, not look outside yourself. The key is not to look outside yourself for anybody to, not necessarily not saying that to help you, but you have to check yourself before you check others. Sometimes, great thing, a lot of times the relationships that we have, whether it's personal relationships that we're in, or our friendships reflect who we are on the inside. So if you have a friend that's getting on your nerves, or if your mate is getting on your nerves, you know what I'm saying, they doing something that you don't like, you know what I'm saying, stop and think, wait a minute. Are they doing something I don't like because that's something that I used to do, or that's something I do, and actually see somebody else do it, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, my God, how can you do that? You know, what you mean you getting mad and eating a whole pack of Oreos? That's gluttony. How dare you do it? Yeah, last year when you was depressed, you ate 2 packs. So that's what it looks like. Pretty much that's it. So instead of looking outside yourself, old habits, focus on your personal achievements, and then don't look to seek approval from anybody, even though on the 12th prior to this, it tells you that it's a good day to look for trusted advice. Advice is different than approval, because advice, you can take it or not. This is like a suggestion. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why you're looking to somebody that you trust is you know that they're looking out for your best interest. All right? And then after this, we'll dig a little bit deeper into that full moon in Capricorn, that buck moon. On the 13th, we also have Mercury in Cancer with sextiles Uranus and Taurus. Okay, so this day is full of unexpected changes. The good thing is this aspect gives us mental fortitude to help us make quick decisions at an ease. Manipulative people try to send us on a guilt trip and to get what they want. Avoid them by setting strong emotional boundaries. Did you hear me, people? People are going to try to send you on guilt trips. We know the energy of the full moon. We're talking about, just to give you, this is not, you know, I'm not saying that this is just it, but a perimeter that you can look at is 3 days prior and 3 days after the full moon. You're in the shadow, you're in the pre-shadow, and then you're in the shadow of it. Am I saying that right? Right. So 3 days prior to the full moon, you're going to start feeling this energy. Then you're in the full moon, and then 3 days after that, you're going to start feeling that shadow. You know, in that shadow of that full moon, you're still going to be within that energy. So like we discussed last month when we had Sister Melissa online, and she was talking about the different type of energies that we were dealing with, because we know we don't want to do anything during the retrograde, however, we want to make sure that, you know, during this full moon, we're setting our boundaries, which is great. Because if we're moving on to new things and we're moving on to bigger things, and if we're in a situation where we decide that we're getting rid of our old habits, trust and believe when you change your mind, the people who are used to taking advantage of you, oh, they're going to come for you. But you have to be strong enough to stand within yourself to know that you are worthy of the fight. Ashe. I said it out loud because I hear myself talking. All right. So the sun is in Cancer on July the 16th, and it's going to be conjunct Mercury in Cancer. This is a good day to catch up with family members and friends, or with family members, and focus on doing as much as needed when it comes to house repairs. So use your family to help you on July the 16th. It's a great day. You might be able to get your dad to come over and fix the plumbing, or your mom might say, okay, well, you know, I know how to work that. Let me help you out. Or the kids will come over and help you get your Wi-Fi together. I don't know. Reach out to them. So on July the 17th, the sun is in Cancer, and this is trine Neptune in Pisces. So this is a combination that brings empathy and supports us at looking at life through a different perspective while we place ourselves in other people's shoes to really understand them. So, like I said, we're coming out of that energy of that full moon, but here we go back with empathy. Empathy is an emotion, you know, so we have to make sure that we're not floating so far above that we forget to look at life through a perspective where somebody else is coming from, that we forget about the people that's around us. You know, sometimes we could be feeling so good and be like, girl, I don't know why you're not like I am. Well, you know, I just went through some stuff too. Oh, yeah. Think about it. You never know. You know, look at somebody else. You know, if you were walking in their shoes, you know, sometimes it's good to just, you know, send some love, but don't be so boastful about it. You know, because emotions are like the wind. They come and they go. They change. You know, so at any time, we need to make sure that the energy that we put out there, we want to make sure that's the end. We're going to get that energy back. Also on the 17th, Mercury's in Cancer. This is a great day to connect with our intuition and let our most artistic nature come out and play. It's a great day for activity, creative activity. So also, this is the day that Venus enters Cancer. Ooh, so we know the planet of love enters into the empathic Cancer and can bring on emotional highs and lows over the next 4 weeks. So we want to make sure that we are tender, protective, and caring, while we can also be a little moody and clingy. Try to love without letting it take over our entire life. You know, that means don't go looking for your girlfriend during the day with a flashlight while she at work, because y'all had a great day, weekend, you know, the weekend before. Don't be stalking nobody. Don't be feeling like, you know, something got to be going on because I called him at, you know, 3:15. It's 3:17. He ain't text me back. Okay, things happen. Let's not be too moody or clingy. Let's just check our emotions, okay? So on July 18th, Mercury moves into Cancer, which is opposite of Pluto in Capricorn. There could be betrayals and hurt feelings as we deal with the power. Hunger manipulations during this intense aspect could make us hunger for revenge. Okay, so hunger manipulations. We're talking about hunger manipulations. We're just not talking about manipulations, hunger of the belly. You know what I'm saying? We are all in a time of where there's something that we hunger for. There's something that we have a drive for. There's something that we want to that we're going for. And there could be some type of betrayal or hurt feelings when it comes to this intense power. So we want to make sure that, you know, even if somebody comes for us a certain type of way, that we don't try to get revenge. Oh, you got me? I'm going to get you. No. Remember, emotions, they have highs, they have lows, they come and we go. What we don't want to do is be in a situation where we say something that we can't take back, that we do something that we can't come back from. You know, as I'm saying this, my hand is waving. You know what I'm saying? My hand is going back and forth. You know how the crab walks? You walk from side to side. You know what I'm saying? It goes back and forth. What we don't want to do is, you know, put ourselves in a situation where we can't come back from something. On the 19th, Mercury enters Leo. So communication becomes bold with a hint of dramatic flair. When Mercury enters the sign of the lion, so over the next 2 weeks, our speech becomes more confident and expressive, okay? While other thoughts are focused on grand ideas. Chiron retrograde Aries on the 19th also. So Chiron is the wounded healer, and it will be moving backwards until December, shifting our attention towards our internal wounds as we focus on what needs to be healed. Ooh, so I really want us to start this journaling journey. You know what I'm saying? If you haven't already started, this is a great time to, and that's one of the things I want to talk about, what things that we can do to balance ourselves out when we talk about this moon energy. Journaling is going to be great. And because the wounded healer, Chiron, is moving backwards, we want to make sure that when we're focusing on the things that we need to heal from, you know, that we're reaching out, we're asking. That doesn't mean calling a whole bunch of different people because you got too many people in your ear, you get too much stuff, you get confused. But really sit down, journal, meditate, talk to yourself, talk to your ancestors. Let's focus on the deep embedded wounds and what needs to heal, because that's what's important. We're about the healing journey. Okay, and so because of that, we also have secret enemies that might be revealed by the sunlight, but it is not the ideal day to strike back. Wait for a better time to seek justice. So because the sun is in Cancer and it opposes Pluto in Capricorn, what's done in the dark will come to the light. So there's going to be things that's going to come out. That's why they said hurt feelings. That's why they said internal work. That's why I was talking. You see what the whole theme of this is about? Everything is one time you might be up and feeling good. The next time you feel like people are against you. Next thing you know, you're feeling bad. You got to deal with that. One thing might trigger something else. But in those feelings, you can't get lost. You have to know that, you know what, there's something bigger, there's something better, and I have to stay focused. So if you start this month out focused on, I am going to focus on making myself better. I'm going to focus on loving myself. I'm going to focus on healing old wounds. I'm going to focus on being my better self. And keep that theme going. Keep it going. Keep saying it. I'm going to focus on, oh, you might have to dodge some things, but stay focused. I never said it's going to be easy. It's definitely going to be hard, especially when you have people trying to come against you. But what it says, wait for a better time to seek justice. And sometimes, and a lot of times, you know, God will work it out for you. You don't really have to do anything. Can I get an amen? All right. July 22nd, the sun enters Leo and its ruling sign. Hey. So we know that it's got to be Leo season on the 22nd. So the sun is happy to shine on the golden sign of the lion for the next 4 weeks. The energies will be playful, outgoing, and a little dramatic as we all try to take the spotlight for ourselves. All right. So this nurturing aspect will bring out the inner child, will bring the inner child out to play during these transits by encouraging joy and self-confidence. Didn't I say earlier, you know, we have to stay focused? So what can we do to nurture the inner child? Now, let's think about it. Remember we said on the 19th that we was coming, that, you know, it was going to be a time where we had to dig deep and think about the things we need to heal from, or think about the things that need to be healed. And a lot of times when you start digging deep, you're going back to that inner child. See, a lot of things that happen to us as children, we had no control over. But we do have control over the things that we do as adults. So we might have to go back, and that child that feel like, for instance, if I have issues with abandonment, you know, that's something that happened earlier. So we have to go back to that inner child and let her, him or her know that she is safe. She's safe to be who she is. She's safe to be what she wants to be. It's a safe place to talk. It's a safe place, you know, allow yourself, allow that inner dialogue that we have with our inner child to take place. All right. On July 23rd, Mercury's in Leo and it trines Jupiter in Aries. So spending the day in the spotlight with the possibilities of promotions, recognition, and opportunities to lead. All right. So this is a great time where, you know, if you all are going out for a job or, you know, your supervisor might say, you know, there's a project I need for you to work on. You seem like you're the best person to do it. Don't be surprised that they ask you. Remember, you've been doing all this work. You've been polishing up yourself. You've been working on, you've been using that new conditioner in your hair, so you're shining. So please make sure that you are ready to step up to the spotlight because people are watching you. They watching you in the store singing, right, Mama Seven? That's right. They watching you. So please understand that you are on the right road. So don't be afraid to take the lead. July 24th, Venus in Cancer. This is a day of jealousy and envy for those who seem to have it all. Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. And boldly go after what they desire. People lacking self-confidence will feel the sting. Ooh. Okay, girls, so. Okay, everybody, so let's just be Frank or Francis, whoever, whichever one you want to be. All right? We cannot hate on people that are getting their blessings and that are doing, that's getting the things. It's their turn, you know? Only thing you can do is stay focused on yourself. So if you're looking in your mirror, handling your business, you can't be mad because this chick been working on her body for 3 years and you just started and you mad because your diet ain't working out. She been working on her body for 3 years. You only been working on it for 3 days. You know what I'm saying? If anything, encourage her. When I see sisters out and they look good, I'll be like, go ahead, sister, you're beautiful. You know why? Because when I see her, I see myself. I encourage her, I encourage myself. You know, now, granted now, sometimes it's, you know, it's nothing wrong with a little bit of, you know, okay, you know what you need, I can help you out. You know, we can work together, but you will feel the sting when you, people start looking at you a certain way. And remember what we talked about before, you're going to have those people that's already in their feelings and emotions, already going to be acting some type of way. You know what I'm saying? You and your wife, brothers, y'all doing your thing. And you and your wife, y'all doing your thing. You're taking your vacations. You're handling your business. And your boy's like, oh, you ain't coming out with us anymore. He's like, no, I'm home taking care of my wife. You know, it's the summer. We glowing together, you know. So there are other people that's going to look into your life and see what's going on with you, not realizing that a couple of weeks ago, even a couple of months ago, you've been doing the work, you know. So I'm encouraging everybody, do the work. So on the, and that is for the 24th. On the 25th, Juno goes retrograde. This has internal, this is where you might have internal conflicts to emerge. Juno is an asteroid, pardon me. Juno is another asteroid. It's one of the like we're going to talk about those. I did Pallades and Juno. These are some of the major asteroids that you'll hear people start talking about. We said Pallades was the asteroid of wisdom. Well, this one is the asteroid of fairness, and it grows and it goes retrograde. So dream relationships can turn into nightmares, and hurt feelings can leave deep emotional wounds. Oof. So don't get the dream relationship. Get the real one. So, you know, so just everybody just calm down. Just calm down, you know. We want to make sure that we are in good spirits. We're trying our best to stay calm. On the 26th, Mercury's in Leo. We're going to have some of that paranoid energy when you have that lion and the bull. Okay, pardon me. Mercury is in Leo and squares Mars and Taurus. Oof, that's a lot of energy. We got Leo energy, we got Mars, the fire planet, and we got Taurus. So, yeah, this is a day of paranoia. You don't know what's going to be going on, but this is July 26th. And when the energy of the lion and the bull clash, creating conflicts of aggressive fighting when we believe that everyone is against us, avoid starting new projects or getting into negotiations. So we want to be, and these things are, I want us to understand that these aren't things that just apply to us. Now, I'm saying this when I say us on a physical, on a one-on-one basis, but I want this month for you to also look around and see what's going on in the world, because guess what? Not at this moment, but soon come, everybody's not listening to this energy report. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not going out and seeking an astrologer or reading their natal charts or seeing where the planets align or trying to figure out what's going on or even care. They're just going with the flow. And we know from this information that the flow can be up, the flow can be down, it can be side to side, it can be chaotic, but you have to stay calm in the middle of the storm, all right? So try your best. When you start feeling it, come on, take a deep breath. Holy Bissell is a great herb. I'm not giving any nutritional or medication of advice. However, I have been, myself, have taken the herb Holy Bissell, because it is good for agitation, and it keeps you calm. You know what I'm saying? I don't encourage anybody else to do your own research. Make sure you seek out for your medical practitioner before you take anything, and that is my prerequisite for that. my disclaimer, pardon me, for that. But think about the different things you can take, different oils you can use, lavender, drinking different teas, chamomile. You know what I'm saying? Lavender and chamomile, these are things that you can take to get yourself a little calm so you can know how to deal. What we don't want is people out here on the 26th wilding out, fighting people, and next thing you know, people just showing out, you know, because you want to take this energy now and make sure this energy is not in yourself so it doesn't be in your household and so it doesn't be out in the world. All right, on the 28th, our new moon, we have a new moon in Leo. And so remember we talked about new moon energy. Our inner child comes out to play in this pleasurable new moon. It's a good time to start working on new creative projects and even get a little romance, all right? So remember, just a couple of days prior to that, your dream relationship wasn't going that well, you know what I'm saying? And you could get into a fight, and then all of a sudden, here comes the new moon, you want to make up. You know, there's an old song back in the, I guess it was the 70s, is you go make up to break up, that's all we do. Don't do that. You don't want to be just, you know, breaking up to make up. We want to make sure that we're putting our energy in a perspective that we know, okay, this might not be you. It might be me. And if it is you, it ain't me. So that's for you to deal with. So that's our energy for the 28th. Also on that day, Jupiter goes retrograde in Aries. Jupiter is the guru planet. It teaches us some pretty hard lessons that can bruise our ego. Over the next 4 months, our focus shifts to our internal selves as we become more mature and self-aware. So remember, before we were talking about dealing with that inner child and working on that stuff that's within ourselves. And then so we want to go ahead and start focusing on maturing and self-awareness. Like I said, we want to make sure that we're using our energy. We don't want to be destructive and wreaking havoc and burning bridges. We want to stay away from self-destructive behavior and people and avoid it getting sucked into drama, okay? You're going to have people walking around here poking your bear. Please don't allow them to poke the bear. You know what I'm saying? Please don't Just don't let them get into you, you know. Sometimes, and please chime in. Press 1 if you want to say, please chime in if anyone has been in a situation where somebody had, you see it coming, and you know they're coming for you, and as much as you try not to do it, you sit there and you see it, you know what I'm saying? You could avoid it, but something deep down in you says, you must really want it, so I'm going to give it to you. I'm asking you, don't do that, because 9 times out of 10 or 7 times out of 10, you know, you'll be the one in the end that's going to feel the wrath of it because you knew better. You know why? Because I already told you. You had the information from the energy report. Hello? So on the 31st, outside is in Leo and it trines to Jupiter. Aries is a best of all the solar transit. This is an extremely lucky day filled with success and big opportunities to soak in the spotlight. So it's such a beautiful reading because at the beginning we have highs, then we have our lows, but at the end we have such success that's coming our way. And the common theme between all of this is maintain your composure. It's not even about taking the bigger road. It's about, you know, it's like riding on the highway, you know what I'm saying, and there's potholes, you know what I'm saying, and then it's raining, you know, and it's dark. You know, come on, don't let the wheel go, and the person who's riding with you is asleep, and they're snoring, you know what I'm saying, and the radio doesn't work, you know what I'm saying, but you know you got to get there. Just hold on. Ride the road. You know what I'm saying? Keep maintain, stay focused, keep everything, keep your mind straight, and you know that at the end you're going to reach your destination. It's going to be good. You're going to be better for it. All right. So I want to just touch briefly on our full moon that we have coming up. So like I said earlier, we have a full super moon. It's called the Buck Moon. That's going to be in Capricorn, darling. All right. And so with this full moon energy, now remember, I don't know if you all recall, but I remember me telling you that we were going to have 4 super moons this summer alone. So we had the full flower moon on May 16th. We had the full strawberry moon on June the 14th. We have the full buck moon on July. And then we have the stargate moon on August the 11th. And all of these are super moons. So when we talk about super moon energy, we're talking about, once again, the moon appears closer to the moon appears closer to the earth. So it looks real big and full. Just a little note, the reason why they call it the buck moon is because the male deer around this time of year, their antlers are in full growth. Isn't that interesting? So, because, you know, they change their antlers every year, which I didn't know that until I went to down south, and I realized that they actually fall off and they grow ones, but during this time of the year, their antlers are at full growth. So that is the reason why they call it the buck moon. Now, it does have some other names that of other cultures. Some people have called it the moon of the ripe corn, the month of the ripe corn moon. Cherokee natives have called it that, and the Cree, they call it the flowering, the feather mounting moon, or the salmon moon. Okay, so it's a twilight term. Oh no, it's a term indicating when the fish return to the area and were ready to be harvested. Ooh, who loves salmon? I do. All right. So, like I said before, we have a full moon in Capricorn, And so when you talk about Capricorn and this full moon that we have coming up, it's focused around your health. So we want to pay attention to the fact that we need to focus on our health, not just our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health, our financial health, our relationship health. You know, we need to focus on the health around us. So in order to move forward, we know that because this full moon is conjunct in Pluto, this will put us in a situation where we need to expect to make sacrifices to get something else. So get ready to make a sacrifice or to make certain sacrifices or to have a certain degree of submission in order to receive something else that you want. Let go. We have to lighten our load. Sometimes we think that we need to have all of this stuff in order to have a full life. And then you realize, isn't it interesting? Because when you're growing up and you have a big house and all these kids and everything, and you have all this stuff, you think you need all this stuff, and you need all this stuff for that time, but then when the kids move out, you don't need that house that to be that big anymore, and you don't need all that stuff, and you get smaller. I mean, there are actually people living a full life in tiny homes. And I've seen some of these tiny homes, and I'm just like, okay, well, I mean, they have everything a full 2,000 square foot house has. They have it in less than 300 square feet. So, you know, we might have to lighten, just for an example, you would just have to lighten your load in order for you to move faster. You know, you might have to lighten your load and get rid of that attitude that you have. You know, and that attitude that you have keeps people from talking to you, which may keep that person who wants to give you that raise because they think that your butt is on your shoulder all the time. You know, but if you lighten that load, you know what I'm saying, and get in control of your feelings and emotions, then maybe, just maybe, they'll talk to you and see that you're that person that deserves that position. Or you might have to lighten your load and let some people go. Or you might have to lighten your load and let go of old thoughts and old patterns and old habits that we were used to having, because these are the things that we are so used to carrying along that we think that we need, but we really don't need for our growth and development. You may have needed to be defensive when you were 12, but you don't need to be defensive now. You may have need to have, you know, I can do this for myself when you were single. But now that you're in a relationship, you come as a couple. Mama Faith had if you had the opportunity to listen to the Faith Walk on Sunday, and I did, where she talked about the woman and the man and marriage, you know, it was so great because it focused on, you know, there's things that you look for in a wife, but then when you come together, each person has something that they need to do. So you have to lighten your load to know that in order for these things to grow in your life and for you to move faster, in order for things to change, we're going to have to change with it. Like I said before, because Capricorn rules is the father, that Saturn, that that male energy, that old elder, you know, the father, the ground, the earth, you know what I'm saying, that energy that's hard and that has order, control, you know, coordination, discipline, you know, is stringent. That stringent energy is going to be shifted because now we have to go from having that stringent energy to this new flourishing energy. And the thing is that you don't have a choice in this. Either you're going to make the change or the change is going to be made for you. Say that again. Either you can make the change or the change is going to be made for you. That's what this energy is telling you. You can come along with ease. You can make those decisions yourself. You can go ahead and pray and meditate and do the things that you need to do. Or we can make that change for you. So because we also have our North Node in Taurus, this is earth energy, so the earth, just like when she is erratic. She starts shaking. That's where those earthquakes come in. It's going to shake some things up, so we're going to have to loosen things from our path and get rid of it for good. We're also going to have things popping up from your past that can also mean exes, you know what I'm saying, ex-attitudes, ex-partners, people coming back to you and, you know, things sounding good, looking good, feeling good, you know what I'm saying, but it's a, but you have a choice of whether or not you want to stick with what you have, you want to go back to the past, or you want to look towards the future. So there are decisions that need to be made. And when you start shaking this stuff up, because like I said before, when you change your attitude, when you bring your energy back in, when you start, when they realize that, oh, my gosh, the air is getting thin, yes, darling, that's because I pulled my energy back, they're going to reach out to you and be like, hey, how you doing? I've been thinking about you. No, you've been gasping for air. That's what that is, you know. So you have to realize that it's going to be laid on thick. But do you want to go back to the old, or you want to forge forward to what's great for you? So some of the things that we can do is stay calm and don't be impulsive. Let go of the past and uncomfortable power struggles, relinquish control of issues, release our grudges. Remember, we talked about the jealousy. Make time to meditate. Connect with nature and your intuition. Enjoy connecting with your body. This is a great time. Remember, I'm saying your health? It is a great time to connect with your body. Make adjustments, because this is going to be a time for an upgrade. So I want everybody to take this time to sit back, really dig into this energy, you know what I'm saying? Because come July 13th, we are about manifestation. We are about full moon work. We are about getting it in. I want everybody to have something to write about, to talk about, to share about how they had upgrade and they upgraded themselves, even if you're upgrading yourself so you can reach back and help somebody else. That's what this is about. It's about us controlling ourselves and not other people. It's about us digging into the emotions and healing ourselves, because we can't help anybody until we help ourselves. It's about us not being boastful. It is not about us, you know, looking down at other people, but it's about realizing that at any moment I can be in the same situation, vice versa. The only person, the only thing you can control is yourself. And so with that, I want to wish everybody a great day. I want to wish everybody a great month. I hope that you've taken the information that I have given you and you're going to allow yourself to grow with it, you know, and allow your, and use the energy, use the information, do your own research. You know, as I share this with you, I'm learning. I'm also applying these things to my books look crazy. I have like 3 different journals in front of me, you know, and I'm loving the process. You know, take this time to take care of yourself. And when, like I said, when you feel them poking you, don't feed into it. You know what I'm saying? Sidestep them. You know, be like them football players or them basketball players. Put that juke on. Whoop, whoop. You know what I'm saying? Juke them to the side, because we're going straight to the goal. And we do not have any time for anybody else's shenanigans. Only thing we want to do right now is stay focused. Pray for yourself. I wish the best for you, your family. We want to pray for the world, because we know that the only thing that conquers is love. Love conquers all, you know. And when you love yourself, you realize that everything you seek outside of yourself is inside of you. The universe is in you. All of these planets are in you. All of this love is in you. All of this energy is in you. I give thanks and praise. Everybody have a great night. And once again, thank you for being part of the Bush Woman Energy Report. Odabo.